And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 6th of November, 2014. It was on this day, 1860, Abraham Lincoln was elected to his first term President of the United States. He'd served a single term in Congress. He'd run twice for the U.S. Senate unsuccessfully, had only 1 year of formal schooling. Newspapers, some of them, called him a third-rate Western lawyer. Once he got the Republican nomination for president, Lincoln lay low until the election. His strategy was to let the opposition tear itself apart. His opposition was Stephen A. Douglas, the Democratic candidate, and the Southern Democrats had broken off and nominated their own John C. Breckinridge. And Lincoln won against them with only 40% of the popular vote. He won in the Electoral College, even though he didn't get a single electoral vote from a Southern state. And before he even took the oath of office, South Carolina, Mississippi, Florida, Alabama, Georgia, Louisiana, and Texas had all seceded from the Union. As Lincoln was getting ready to leave Springfield, Illinois for Washington, he told a group of journalists, "Boys, your troubles are over now. Mine have just begun." It's the birthday of the novelist Michael Cunningham, 1952, Cincinnati, raised in Pasadena, best known for his novel The Hours, a bestseller in 1999. His most recent novel, The Snow Queen, came out earlier this year. Michael Cunningham, who was deeply influenced at the age of 15, reading Virginia Woolf's Mrs. Dalloway. He said, "I'd never seen sentences of such complexity, musicality, density, and beauty. Mrs. Dalloway made me into a reader, and it was only a matter of time until I became a writer." It's the birthday of the poet Ann Porter, born in Sherborne, Massachusetts, in 1911, who, at the age of 83, published her first collection of poems, an altogether different language. It was a finalist for the National Book Award that year. And it's the birthday of John Philip Sousa, born in Washington, D.C., 1854, published his first composition at the age of 18, conducted a Broadway orchestra by the time he was 21. He was the leader of the U.S. Marine Band for 12 years, retired and formed his own concert band, went on a world tour. He was a perfectionist, John Philip Sousa, and a prolific composer, suites, humoresques, dances, university fight songs, operettas. And on Christmas Day, 1896, he composed The Stars and Stripes Forever. Also wrote a full-length autobiography and three novels. Here's a poem for today by Liesl Mueller, In November. Outside the house, the wind is howling and the trees are creaking horribly. This is an old story with its old beginning as I lay me down to sleep. But when I wake up, sunlight has taken over the room. You have already made the coffee, and the radio brings us music from a confident age. In the paper, bad news is set in distant places. Whatever was bound to happen in my story did not happen. But I know there are rules that cannot be broken. Perhaps a name was changed, a small mistake. Perhaps a woman I do not know is facing the day with the heavy heart that by all rights should have been mine. In November, a poem by Liesl Mueller from her collection Alive Together, published by Louisiana State University Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can turn your iPhone or Android into a virtual poetry library with the Poetry Foundation's poetry app, available to everyone online at poetryfoundation.org/mobile. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.